The Truth News Network. Russians, Ukrainians, Germans, Taliban, ISIS. And then there's the Congress. You can't tell your players without a scorecard. Here's the political chalk talk from the coach, Dan Newman.
Well, that was a list of a whole bunch of bad guys, wasn't it? And yes, there are some bad guys in our government. We call them the deep state. More about that when we get to our summary today. The Horowitz report came out earlier this week, and then Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, appeared before Congress on Wednesday to take their questions about his report. The realities are out there, folks. They aren't very good for Democrats. DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz appeared before Senator Lindsey Graham's Intelligence Committee on Wednesday to answer questions about that report on the FBI investigation's basis and inception. That report is very long. It has a 16-page executive summary. I encourage you to download it and at least read the summary. It's unbelievable. Horowitz penned one point and one only that gave the lamestream media and Democrats a possible out for the rampant corruption that went on in the Trump investigation. He stated there was no provable partisan political bias that started that FBI investigation. Now, he did not indicate there was no political partisanship among those who investigated, just there was none that he could prove that started the investigation. The media danced. Democrats threw victory parties, fired FBI Director James Comey and Obama former CIA Director John Brennan, went to Twitter. That's right, they decided to excoriate the president via Twitter for their exoneration, their words, not mine, that they perceived from the Horowitz report. Those thoughts, however, are far from actual, far from the truth. First, Horowitz did not say there was no political bias that started the investigation. He said his team could not prove it was the bias for its beginning. There's a big difference. Now, why do I say that? Well, throughout the report, Horowitz detailed dozens and dozens of examples of the political bias of members of the FBI and the DOJ that certainly played into a one-sided investigation. That's a fact. You may ask, if he knew there was political bias, then why did he say there was not political bias that started the whole thing? Well, think about it. All he was doing was questioning people. That's all he had the right to do. Remember, he doesn't have criminal investigation authority. That's relegated to federal attorney John Durham. That's going on right now. Horowitz is just an inspector, which means he ferrets out details. So when he talked to somebody, when they asked them if they had political bias, those that started the investigation that signed off on those FISA warrants, what are they going to say? Oh, yes, I'm a very biased person. I can't stand Donald Trump. Absolutely nothing like that happened. Of course they would say they had no political bias, and so he couldn't prove it without their testimony, so he couldn't include that in the report. Further, Horowitz identified 17 specific examples of what he termed severe errors committed by the FBI. He used errors instead of labeling those instances criminal acts because, again, the job of his team is not to investigate criminal matters, but to find facts to prepare a report. If there are exposed criminal acts that he uncovers, and there are positively egregious criminal acts that he did uncover, Federal Attorney John Durham, who is now conducting a separate and criminal investigation, will handle those. Is the Horowitz report a slam dunk for President Trump? Well, it depends. Which media source you're going to read or you're going to listen to or watch to get the truth of the report. No matter which source you use for your information, be confident of this one thing. There will be indictments and people will be prosecuted for grave crimes before this entire thing is complete. Now, this is complete. It's not going to be for some time. I can picture a scenario in which we're still dealing with FBI wrongdoing during the 2016 cycle and beyond for several more years to come. The fishing net has caught up a whole bunch of fish. So, let's dig in and get some details. Let's do it in bullet point fashion. That seems to be easier to follow. First, There were serious errors in the applications for secret eavesdropping warrants, you know, those FISA warrants. Mr. Horowitz found that FBI officials appeared to discount evidence that did not support probable cause to wiretap Carter Page while playing up information that seemed to justify one. That so many fundamental errors were made by three separate hand-picked teams on one of the most sensitive FBI investigations briefed to the highest levels, and that FBI officials expected it would eventually be subjected to scrutiny, raised important questions regarding the FBI chain of command's management and supervision of the FISA process. That sentence was in Mr. Horowitz's report. That's a long sentence. My journalism English teachers in college would call that a run-on sentence. But anyway, that's a direct quote. And then the Inspector General did not speculate whether the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FISC court, would have granted the application, renewed it three times to wiretap Mr. Page anyway. But he said the FBI should review the actions of everyone who had a hand in drafting those applications. And he identified in each form where information verifying a fact was not included. You know, that in itself seems kind of steamy to me. Why wouldn't they include the facts unless they had something to hide? Relying on the FBI's information, the Justice Department first obtained court approval to wiretap Page in October of 2016. The wiretap application portrayed Carter Page, who had recently stepped down as a Trump campaign aide and had close ties to Russia, as a suspected unregistered agent of a foreign power. Mr. Horowitz found dozens of examples of missing or flawed documentation in the application to do that wiretapping. By the way, while the FBI intimated in all of the FISA warrant applications that Carter Page was a known Russian operative, Page was not working for Russia. Listen to this. He was a CIA operative working directly with the CIA. Guess what? Then CIA Director John Brennan knew that, and he hid it from everybody, including the FISA court. The applications relied heavily on information provided by Christopher Steele, who was a British former intelligence agent whose research was funded first by Mr. Trump's Republican rivals, then by Democratic organizations. And that story says Democratic organizations. It was actually funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign along with the Democrat National Committee. Mr. Steele, and none of that was revealed in the FISA warrant applications. The source of the funds was never given to the FISA courts. If that had been given in the warrant applications, I promise you the FISA judge would have said, purposely hidden. Christopher Steele told the FBI that he based much of his information on a confidential source. But when the FBI interviewed that person, and guess who that person was? It was Carter Page. The source failed to back up some of Mr. Steele's assertions, the report said. For instance, according to the FBI interview, the source saw nothing bad about communications between the Trump team and the Kremlin, never discussed WikiLeaks with Mr. Steele, according to the report. The FBI's failure to inform the court of those discrepancies was a severe error, according to Mr. Horowitz. He said this, despite the inconsistencies between Steele's reporting and the information his primary subsource provided to the FBI, the subsequent FISA renewal applications continued to rely on the Steele information without any revisions or notice to the court. The FBI also failed to notify the court after it learned that Mr. Steele was a desperate man who wanted to undercut Mr. Trump, the report said. Kevin Kleinsmith, you've never heard that name before today, Kevin Kleinsmith, a low-level FBI attorney, altered an email from the CIA to incorrectly state that Carter Page was not a source for the intelligence agency. That error was then repeated in an application to renew the FISA warrant. In other words, falsification, forging documents, and committing a felony by doing so. Mr. Horowitz has referred his findings of Mr. Kleinsmith for possible criminal investigation for making a false statement, a federal felony. The Attorney General said the FBI failed to justify the steps it took to investigate the Trump campaign. Now, we just finished with the Horowitz report, And now we're segueing into what Attorney General William Barr had to say. He praised one element of the IG's findings, saying the report showed malfeasance and misfeasance and clear abuse of the wiretap application process by the FBI. But Mr. Barr also suggested that he disagrees with Mr. Horowitz's conclusion that the FBI had sufficient reason to open an investigation of the Trump campaign and Russia. The IG's report now makes clear that the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, and this is AG Barr speaking, were insufficient to justify the steps taken. John Durham, a federal prosecutor whom AG Barr appointed to run a separate criminal investigation into the origins of the Russia probe, backed Mr. Barr's findings in his own highly unusual statement. It's very unusual for a federal attorney in the middle of a criminal investigation, especially one at this high level, to say anything, yet alone to say this, quote, "Last month, we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened," Durham said in that note. Were there problems with the use of informants? Well, Mr. Horowitz concluded that the FBI did not attempt to place informants or undercover agents inside the Trump campaign. It was first thought that happened. But he found that the current policy for using informants should include more oversight. You think? As part of the Russia investigation, FBI agents authorized the use of at least one informant to determine whether Page and Mr. George Papadopoulos were working with Russians. The informant met with the two men while they were still associated with the campaign. The use of the informant, Stephen Halper, a Cambridge professor, led Mr. Trump and his allies to accuse the FBI of spying on his campaign. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, that's who followed James Comey after he was fired, has defended the Bureau against accusations of spying. On two separate occasions, Attorney General Barr, in interviews, one in testimony before a congressional committee, stated that it is clear the FBI did spy on the Trump campaign, and he very deliberately has used that term, spy. When asked that question in Wednesday's hearing, Mr. Horowitz also stated the FBI spied on Mr. Trump. Mr. Horowitz's team scrutinized the FBI's roster of informants for any work they might have done in connection with the Russia investigation. He found that the FBI did not try to infiltrate the campaign itself, and the Inspector General found no evidence that the FBI used informants to interact with anyone on the Trump campaign before the official opening of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, which is what this entire debacle was named, Crossfire Hurricane. The IG said Joseph Mifsud, a Maltese professor who met with Mr. Papadopoulos and offered him dirt on Hillary's campaign, was not an FBI informant. So, we just kind of ran through the bullet points, the high points to get you going and get you thinking. And just so you know, these are facts. We've vetted these. These are actual facts. We've looked at evidence. It's real, folks. Don't believe what you see and hear. Check it out for yourself. So how bad was it? Well, it's really bad. And in a partial example of just how vile was this investigation by the FBI, listen to this snippet between Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, and IG Horowitz during that hearing.
Let me read on page 256 of the OIG report, the final paragraph. Consistent with the Inspector General Act of 1978 and following OIG's discovery that the OGC attorney had altered the email that he sent to the supervising agent, who thereafter relied on it to swear out the final FISA application. So the men and women at home need to know what's happening. A lawyer at the FBI creates fraudulent evidence, alters an email, that is in turn used as the basis for a sworn statement to the court that the court relies on. Am I stating that accurately?
That's correct. That is what occurred.
Now, you have worked in law enforcement a long time. Is the pattern of a Department of Justice employee altering evidence and submitting fraudulent evidence that ultimately gets submitted to a court, is that commonplace? Is that typical?
I have not seen an alteration of an email end up impacting a court document like this?
In any ordinary circumstance, if a private citizen did this, fabricated evidence, and by the way, what he inserted was not just slightly wrong, it was 180 degrees opposite what the evidence said. So the intelligence agency said this guy is a source, and he inserted this guy is not a source. If a private citizen did that in any law enforcement investigation, if they fabricated evidence and reversed what it said, in your experience, would that private citizen be prosecuted for fabricating evidence, be prosecuted for obstruction of justice, be prosecuted for perjury?
They certainly would be considered for that if there was an intentional effort to deceive the court. On this one, I'm going to defer because, as we noted here in the sentence you indicated, we referred that over to the Attorney General and the FBI Director for handling.
Let's put this in perspective. Horowitz made it clear in Wednesday's testimony that the Steele dossier was part of the initial FISA warrant application and each FISA renewal. Everyone in intelligence already knew the Steele dossier was fake. In fact, James Comey, in that first meeting with Mr. Trump after the election in Trump Tower before the inauguration, told the president that it was unverifiable, the Steele dossier. So they knew it was fake. They kept it in all of those FISA warrant applications and renewals. And as you just heard, he also stated that an FBI attorney in dramatic fashion edited an email to prove that Carter Page was indeed working with Russia. Fired FBI Director Comey, immediately after the Horowitz report was released, ran to Twitter. He loves Twitter. And he said this, quote, "So it was all lies, no treason, no spying on the campaign, no tapping Trump's wires. It was just good people trying to protect America. James Comey." Wow, what a sleaze. In the Horowitz hearing, the IG stated this, quote, "No one was vindicated in this report." Now, wait a minute. Comey just said on Twitter the day before that he was vindicated. The Inspector General stated this, quote, "No one was vindicated in this report." Further, Horowitz noted that Comey violated numerous guidelines and broke federal statutes, too. Regardless of what Comey claimed, you can bet the John Durham investigation will result in Comey indictments with at least one trial to follow. Make book on that, folks. Who else was tagged for wrongdoing in the Horowitz report? Andrew McKay, Peter Strzok, John Brennan, James Clapper, that unnamed FBI attorney who we just named for you a little while ago, even though his name was classified. He forged that FISA application information. Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, and that list is just getting started. And many more will face the grim reaper when the dust settles on all of this. Well, you want to wrap it up? What this has exposed is what many have believed not only existed, but has thrived in Washington for years. A deep state. What precisely does that mean? James Comey is likely going to be remembered as the most corrupt FBI director in U.S. history. Think about that. Mr. Righteous, Mr. Narcissist, Mr. Self-Righteous James Comey is going to be remembered, if not as the most corrupt FBI director, one of the most corrupt FBI directors in U.S. history. John Brennan, former CIA director, he lied multiple times before Congress. That's already been proven. This report reveals he hid many facts from DOJ attorneys, investigators, and conned the FISA courts to gain illegal access to surveillance of the Trump campaign. There was deep political bias through numerous levels of employees in several intelligence agencies. While it was first thought that corruption was specifically within senior management members of those agencies alone, it now appears it made its way through numerous levels at the FBI, CIA, DNI, and other agencies. It is certain that even though FBI Director Christopher Wray has started already the suggested corrective actions within the FBI contained in Mr. Horowitz's report, if he has done that, it is apparent that he had to have at least known about the wrongdoing that occurred under Comey if he wasn't personally complicit. It's expected that in the Durham criminal investigation that members of the Obama FBI and DOJ and probably even some from the White House staff are going to be implicated. Time is the only way we'll find out about that because John Durham doesn't leak. That's really, really good. He's probably the only investigator that we don't ever hear or see anything being leaked of his investigations. The deep state is real, but the above government employees did not act alone. There were those in Congress that at least knew much of what was happening. If evidence confirms that, here's what that means. Some workers in the three constitutional branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial branches, are going to be implicated. But there's one more thing nobody's touched on. Though not constitutional, today's media took an active role in this fake collusion investigation into Donald Trump, and they have made themselves, with Democrats' permission, that they are a branch of the U.S. government, the media. The media are guilty of suborning perjury, falsifying information used in news reports, and knowingly presented through corrupt government officials, defaming information about Trump officials while publicly supporting the lies of those active in this coup d'etat. In the committee hearing, in his opening remarks, Senator Lindsey Graham finished with this advice to us all, quote, "Don't judge the personnel of our intelligence agencies based on this. This does not tell the story of those agencies. We're better than this." You know, I like Mr. Graham. I do a lot. I thought he was a lame presidential candidate in 2016 when he ran. But in his current position and the one he's been in for so long, I think he does a good job. I consider him a great conservative lawmaker. But in this case, I'm now inclined to disagree with what he just said. I feel that far more than have previously been thought to be great Americans committed to the rule of law in the FBI that work within those agencies have been, and probably are, driven by gross political bias. And I'm not referring to political ideals, which every American has the right to hold, and we encourage everybody to express your political thoughts with your vote. For decades, members of the government were undoubtedly encouraged to support and vote for their political preferences. But they were instructed to leave their political perspectives at home, not to take it to the office. No partisanship was allowed on the job in which they worked for all Americans. In fact, if this same thing had happened anywhere in the military, not only would you immediately be dismissed from the military, you would be subject to being prosecuted for letting that have sway in your job performance. That's all changed, folks. The deep state has a much bigger chokehold than I suspected on the heart that beats to keep this nation alive. Wake up, America. We got to wake up. Thanks for being here today. There is a whole lot more that's going to come out from this report and other investigations underway. Stay close to us. We'll have all that information as we get it right here. Thank you for being here with us today. Thanks for sharing this. And if you want to, feel free to download the podcast and share it as you would like. You can send it via email to your friends, people that you want to give a different perspective. Maybe they lean left. Well, those are the folks that really need an alternative position. And we've got it here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Till we get back together, have a great one.
How do you deal with the left when they're in your face with facts? TNN, the Truth News Network.